listening to the Financial Freedom Now podcast and vodcast, where you can learn how to achieve financial freedom, make wealthy decisions, and take strategic actions to achieve financial independence. Let's get into it.
Please tell me that I am the only one that ever thought that working hard, I needed to sweat, everything needed to be very difficult to measure the amount of success that I would have or to measure my financial freedom. Tell me I'm the only one, because you definitely haven't thought along those lines before, have you? Hello, my name is Toyin Ayodare. It's the Financial Freedom Now show, and ready to get back to you now. I must stop here to say thank you to everyone who's been tuning in week after week, or those of you that's joined after and just binge watch on the previous episodes. And also thank you to anyone stopping by for the very first time. I really, really cannot do this journey without you. So absolute thank you for all of your love, for your dedication over the last however long you've been tuning in. And thank you to those of you that's been supporting by sharing this podcast, this Financial Freedom Now show, this vodcast with your family and friends. Thank you so much. I really, really, truly appreciate you. Today, I want to talk about how we live smarter, not necessarily harder. For a long time, I thought the measure of my success or the volume of my success was dependent on how stressed I was, how hard I worked. And if I didn't work hard, I almost undermined my success. I almost thought I didn't actually achieve a lot because it just felt like it has to be difficult for you to get success. Boy, was I wrong. It's all about living smarter, not necessarily working harder. Am I saying you shouldn't work hard? No, absolutely. But what I want us to touch on is the mindset of efficiency and optimization in your financial lives. Knowing fully well, being able to put down certain principles can give you that successful life you desire, can help you that financial freedom that you so deserve. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be hard work. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be difficult. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be hard to come by for you to achieve those things. This is going to be a very, very, very succinct episode, but it's to drive on the point that you do not need to live through a hard, difficult, challenging life to be successful. It does happen for some that that's the case, and that's absolutely fine. So we're not in any way saying, in any shape or form, saying that isn't possible. What we're just trying to make you understand is smarter far outweighs harder. I also want to talk to you about strategies for maximizing your resources and achieving less effort. And this is, I have over the years studied the lives of very wealthy people. And I realized that the more successful they are, the more they seem to have time to do a lot more. And I just couldn't marry that point. It's like, why is it that you see them everywhere? They seem to be the ones doing that charity, they seem to have their hands in many pots, and they weren't getting any poorer. They were getting more richer. So I was just like, how have they been able to manage their time? How is it that they actually get to do more holidays, go on more holidays? How is it that they're the ones that get to have more relaxing time? What exactly was I missing in doing this? And realized that. And over the years, started picking up principles that helped them achieve this lifestyle. And I understood that being financially free has got nothing to do with difficulty. So that's what I want us to discuss today. Now, there are definitely tips for simplifying your finances. We live in a world and age where there's so many tools out there that can help you optimize your daily routines, can help you optimize everything you're doing. There's an app there out there for everything. An app there telling you what to eat, when to drink water. I use one of them. When to drink water. So obviously, you look like you've got it all put together. You don't have to go through the hard route of I need to remember. If I don't remember, it means everything falls apart. There is an app there to help manage your old schedule, your organization. There's just so many applications that you can maximize that helps you prioritize, help you simplify, and indeed help you focus on the major. It's understanding all of that helps you be successful. I want us to discuss the concept of lifestyle design and how intentional choices can lead to greater financial freedom. I remember when I gave birth to my kids, I told myself that I wanted to be an intentional parent, which meant that I wanted to be available. Now, that took me on a journey to realize that 9 to 5 wasn't my path. Now, this is my journey. It wasn't my path. And it was a struggle because I'd over the years worked hard to get to the level that I was to then almost throw it all away to then focus on being intentional with my children. Now, but because I had built this life and I built this path that I wanted to, I realized, you know what, being intentional on this one thing of my life could actually be the things that spirals into a great life. And little did I know at the time, but that's actually what led me on this financial freedom journey, because I told myself I needed to find a way to be wealthier than I was when I was actually exchanging my time for money, and find a way to be able to be available for my children without compromising my finances. Now, obviously, that's just one example of how living smarter doesn't necessarily equate to harder. So that's just mine. But in terms of everything else you do, what are the intentional choices you can make to make your life easier? A good example I was actually having today with my family, and I said to my daughter, my husband, I said, we need to be intentional about the time of the day that she leaves home for school. Now, if anything would go, if we just say, oh, you wake up at this time and we just see how the money goes and then we leave the house at a particular time, then it just messes up with how the whole day goes, because anything could easily happen. But the moment we said, oh, you're leaving the house at 7:50 a.m., for example, that will mean that's what we work towards and ensure that things just fall into place. It's just not as difficult anymore because there is now a time that we're working towards. There's an intentionality behind and there is a plan put in place. It's the same way when you're intentional about your finances and say to yourself, I want to go on more holidays, which means I probably want to increase my income to make sure I can make that happen. You're now intentional about the way you work around things. So it's sometimes just intentionality just makes a massive difference. And then when you work back from that, it allows you to then start streamlining. You are able to drop off those things that are not fully aligning with those plans, fully aligning with your intentionality, fully aligning with the smarter life that you're choosing. You're able to easily drop those things off. So you can streamline your expenses as well. Lots of apps, again, you streamline your expenses, you manage it, you're able to start seeing the things that you spend on that you shouldn't. I talked recently about loads of subscriptions lots of people have that they would never ever use anymore. And however, 2, 3, 4 years down the line, realize they've been paying, it doesn't matter how much it is, £10 every month for something that you don't use. And you just not even ever questioned why you're still paying for it. And so it begins to make it clear how it's not just about, oh, I've got to work harder. It's just being smart about the way you do things could mean you get the results that you hoped you would get if you worked harder. It also means that when you do streamline and automate things like that, you minimize waste. And this could even happen if you think about your house and the food, your groceries. It's embarrassing, but I went through my grocery cupboard a few weeks ago now, and I just thought, okay, I just want to do a clear out. The amount of things that had expired that I had to bin, I was really ashamed of myself because I'd not stopped to say, what's the smarter way of managing my groceries? And I kept on buying things that I already had available, not using them up, working harder to make sure I can make money to actually pay for those things. And then what was happening is I was just wasting money, just wasting time, wasting effort, and obviously wasting resources that could have been used for others. It was just really painful to see that happen. And once you get on this process, you realize the psychological benefits of living within your means and educating yourself to reduce any financial stress. So just being smarter about the way you do things, being intentional, minimizing waste, right? Streamlining your expenses, streamlining your resources, automating and using all of those things that are available. It just reduces the psychological stress that not having enough could cause. In which case, you then are able to work smarter, live smarter, not necessarily harder. Trust me, I would say to you, let's take it a step back. Take a step back. Watch your I mean, it's almost like you watch your life in a movie. Look at that. I mean, take each area of your life and start asserting, what are the ways I can be smarter about the way I do things? I mean, it doesn't always have to be financial. Obviously, when the Financial Freedom Now show ends, where I'm highlighting what the financial gains. But the truth is, even without the financial, there are ever other ways that contribute towards your financial freedom, financial life, that you could cut out the excesses. So cutting out the excesses sometimes will just mean you didn't need to work twice as hard to achieve the same results. Because some of those things were excesses not required, and you needed to shake off, you needed to cut off anyway. So please, what I would ask of you today is look at it's very easy to segment your life into six different areas and start and pinpoint the areas of waste you need to shed off, pinpoint the areas you need to streamline to be more effective, and pinpoint the areas where you need to prioritize for better growth. And that way, you would see that your life will be a lot easier, smarter, and certainly not harder. My name is Tonya Yandare, your usual host on the Financial Freedom Now show. Thank you so much again. I really, really do appreciate your effort and time and listening to this wonderful episode. Until next time, God bless you.
Are you looking to elevate your property development and investment skills? Icon Property Mastermind program will do just that. With coaching, accountability and group mentorship, virtual sessions, property site tours and more, you'll get the support and guidance you need to succeed. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with other like-minded individuals and grow your connections. So, why wait? Sign up today and become a successful property investor. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have enjoyed this episode, please give us a follow so you don't miss out on future uploads, which you can catch every Wednesday. Until next time.